David Lee Criff. That's David, D-A-V-I-D, Lee, L-E-E, and it's C-R-I-F-F. 129-60, 65-year-old gentleman, obese, recently hospitalized with CVA, left-sided weakness. Patient is originally from Louisiana. He was an electrician at one time, used to work on the electricals at electrical facilities on a couple of lakes in Louisiana. He's divorced, but currently he's been, his divorce, has children, lives alone. He's in desperate need of provider services. He has a history of hypertension, stroke, left-sided weakness, facial droop. He developed this month he was hospitalized with a stroke and had to be given a clot buster, in quotation, and has had great response, but he's confused, has difficulty swallowing, has issues with aspiration. He is confused to the point of expressive, with the symptoms of expressive aphasia, ADL, dependent bowel and bladder incontinent, period. He gets very short of breath with any kind of walking, but he doesn't do much. He has a walker, but the best he can do is stand up, period. He told his family that he's had three strokes before and he no longer wants to be going back and forth to the hospital. He wants to be kept comfortable at home, and that's why it prompted them to call an evaluation before hospice and palliative services. He doesn't smoke or drink. He used to be a heavy smoker and drinker in the past, period. The last hospitalization, of course, was recent stroke, and he's had two strokes before that. Immunization is up to date. Surgery, he had a left leg hematoma, an abscess that had to be drained, right knee surgery, right leg surgery, right pelvic surgery, low back surgery, also had a peripheral vascular disease, had fempop graft placed, which became infected. This was a year ago with Pseudomonas, period. Allergy, has no allergies. Family history, doesn't know much about mom and dad. All he knows that his mom got maybe some sort of stomach cancer in 2015. Dad died in 1992 with cirrhosis, period. Patient medication, he takes Plavix 75 milligram once a day, Losartan 50/12.5 once a day, Lipitor 40 milligram a day, Cardura 2 milligram a day. He was on other medications, but whoever was taking care of him before threw it out, and doesn't know exactly what those are. We're in the process of obtaining his hospital records from his recent hospitalization to find out exactly what he needs to be on at this time. The most important thing is to control his blood pressure, which appears to be controlled, which appears to be somewhat controlled at 152 over 95, with a heart rate of 97, O2 sat of 91%, period. Once again, he's divorced. He has one child, lives alone, has been living with family members. Most recently was moved in with a friend at this time, and that's the issues with his medication. Some got thrown away, period. Immunization, he received some immunization during last hospitalization. He doesn't know exactly what. Went over his medication. Did not say Plavix 75 once a day, Losartan 50/12.5 once a day, Lipitor 40 a day, and Cardura 2 milligram a day. This is the medication list. Let's see, he is ADL dependent. Excuse me, he has a left-sided weakness. He has. He wears a diaper since his stroke, which has been a huge blow to his ego, and I believe part of the problem is he's upset, he's depressed, he's anxious, and he wants to die, he tells me. Social worker would, and a chaplain would definitely be needed in this case to help him deal with his life. Also, again, his medical records are pending. Today, his blood pressure was 152 over 95, pulse 97/02, sat 91%, heart positive, one positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, neck shows, no JVD, skin shows, no rash, low extremity shows, 2+ edema, neurological non-focal, number one, 65-year-old gentleman with history of stroke, This is his third stroke. He tells me he's ready to die. He wants to be left alone. He wants to stay home, doesn't want to go back and forth to the hospital. His family tells me that he's eating less than ever. He's having trouble swallowing, has a left-sided weakness with expressive aphasia, which is causing him to be anxious. He has anxiety related to his recent hospitalization and stroke. His blood pressure needs to be better controlled. I'm going to get his records from the hospital to see what else medication he was on. As far as his edema of the lower extremity, multifactorial, I suspect he has sleep apnea that's gone untreated. Period. He does use a cane, but he needs to be instructed via hospice nurse in using a walker. He's not walking very much. His friend tells me that he's staying in bed most of the time. He's now sleeping 10 to 12 hours a day, period. He has confusion, expressive aphasia related to his stroke, ADL dependency, and bowel and bladder incontinence, period. He's lost some weight. They don't know how much, but he's definitely thinner than he was, but he's still considered to be obese. O2 side is borderline at this time. A period. He would benefit from hospice and palliative care at home. We'll get the hospital records and reevaluate next month regarding his condition. Thank you.